The number of people experiencing homelessness in Oklahoma City is growing. State lawmakers passed a bill that allows time for religious instruction off school campuses, and a state lawmaker settles a campaign finance case. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, May 31st. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma City has released this year's point-in-time count of people experiencing homelessness. The report showed about 1,800 people were homeless on the night of January 25th. That's an increase of nearly 400 compared to last year. The count found 474 people were considered chronically homeless, up 17% from the prior year. The survey said the increase in long-term homelessness could be attributed to multiple factors, including a shortage of affordable housing, an end to pandemic benefits, and inflation. A link to the full report can be found on KGOU.org. The 2024 regular legislative session wrapped up a day ahead of today's scheduled end date. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more on what comes next.
Despite a rushed budget process that bled into the final days of the regular legislative session, Oklahoma lawmakers managed to finish their work and adjourn sine die Thursday evening. Sine die translates to without day in Latin. In legalese, it means indefinitely. House Speaker Charles McCall says he would have liked to have seen an income tax cut pass into law this year, but acknowledged some highlights for the House.
A lot of things have been accomplished this session. Law enforcement pay raises. Glad that those got across. Yesterday, you saw the Women's Bill of Rights legislation that completed its journey and is on the governor's desk. Grocery tax was the largest accomplishment of this session from a tax standpoint.
Now, some lawmakers are shifting focus from legislating to running for re-election. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Governor Kevin Stitt is considering a bill that would allow public school students to leave school for up to 3 hours a week to receive religious instruction. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Robbie Korth has details on the measure lawmakers passed earlier this week.
House Bill 1425 allows students to take an elective class at an independent entity, like a church, if their school board approves. An Ohio-based nonprofit is pushing the measure across the nation. U.S. Supreme Court precedent, as well as state law, allow students to leave school for religious instruction. Critics argue, though, that the law is too vague and creates legal liability for schools. But Majority Floor Leader John Eccles argues it gives local governments control.
Every single class would have to be approved by the school board, and there is a methodology to do it. They could say no.
The measure is one of dozens advanced by lawmakers to Stitt this week as they try to beat legislative deadlines. I'm Robbie Korth.
State Representative A.J. Pittman has settled a case with the Oklahoma Ethics Commission. She was accused of fraudulently spending nearly $18,000 in campaign funds. We get details from Katie Hallam with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
The settlement agreement between Pittman and the Ethics Commission says she was inappropriately using donated funds for personal expenses, inaccurately reporting donation amounts, and not accurately maintaining campaign records. Pittman agreed to pay back the amount she took plus an additional fine totaling a little over $17,000. The payments, made in three different installations over the next 2 years, will total $35,000. The representative for an Eastside Oklahoma City district first ran for election in 2018 and is seeking another term this year. I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.